Welcome in our first guest, Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tanner. It's good to see you this morning.
Absolutely. Good to have you in on your slot here to talk about the Commissioners' meeting yesterday. I know also, you know, to backtrack even further, you had a busy week last week. You guys were Board of Equalization for several days, I know, going through some property valuation protests. And did you have a successful week last week?
We feel as though we did have. We got a lot of those taken care of, and on to more this week.
Yeah, you'll have a couple more sessions today, tomorrow, and Thursday if needed, but it sounds like maybe hopefully you can get them done this week.
Hopefully we can get them done, because we have to have them done by the end of this week.
Okay, the end of this week. I thought it was close to now, so yeah, well, there you go. I guess you guys will find a way to get them done, I'm sure. Well, let's talk the meeting yesterday. You had a couple public hearings, I know, that had to be tabled due to couple members missing yesterday.
Yes, Commissioners Bruns and Weems were absent. They were excused. Those public hearings were involving the wind energy regulations and some of the solar regulations. So we postponed those until we had a full board for consideration. Important to note that we did pass a resolution a few months ago that we put a moratorium on all of those alternative energy sources until the Planning Commission could kind of update some of these regulations and such. And the Planning Commission has done that.
Okay.
And we will act on those after we have the public hearings here in a couple of weeks or so.
So you want to get all that regulations updated. It probably hadn't been updated for a little while, and just before that way nothing gets kind of snuck through without.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very important, and it's nothing that, and we're not against alternative energy sources. I think we're going to need all of those down the road in the future. But it's very important to have the setbacks on the solar systems specifically, but then on the solar, on the wind energy sources. But on the solar sources, it's very important, what do you do with those systems when you decommission them?
Right.
That is really important, and we need to have some serious discussion in that regard, and that's what those public hearings we will reschedule here in the near future.
Yeah, I've heard some of the horror stories, and I don't know how true they are, of sometimes with the wind energy farms where, the wind energy, they last, 20 years, I don't know how long, and then sometimes the bank company goes bankrupt, and then those sit there and they're on somebody's property, and it's, well, nobody else is going to take care of it.
Yeah, and those blades, there's a specific way those have to be decommissioned and disposed of, and it's kind of a tough issue, especially if they're on your property. And,
well, they're large, for one. I mean,
they are really huge, and the setbacks away from homes, the sound levels, the decibel levels,
sure,
will be increased. That will they have to meet those specifications. So it's going to be really important that we get this right, so that if those sorts of systems come into Lincoln County, we have them be good neighbors.
Very good. So those public hearings, will they be next week then?
They won't be next week. We have to publicize. Publicize those. So it'll be a few weeks down the road, but they will be coming up. We did have one public hearing that was in regards to a resolution that has the Lincoln County, Nebraska zoning regulations on conditional use permits, the final say being with our board, which makes an awful lot of sense when you think about some of the repercussions that could occur from some of those special permits if we don't have county board involvement, in particular road conditions and those sorts of things. So that was just kind of a clean-up effort to kind of make those permanent.
Jerry Woodruff talking with us from the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. You're sending Brandon Myers to a conference, it looks like.
Yes, Brandon Myers, Region 51 Emergency Manager. We sent him to a conference last fall, and the report coming back from him was glowing from the standpoint of what he was able to glean from those meetings and side discussions. National Weather Service, some of the federal regulations and such. Brandon needs that information so that he is best able to handle and communicate some of those issues when we have some of those emergency situations. So for part of November, we'll be sending Brandon to that International Association of Emergency Managers meeting, and we'll look forward to hearing some of the reports that he has when he comes back from that conference.
And his job, emergency management, that covers some severe weather, fires, and I mean, there's pretty much anything that involves any sort of emergency, right?
Exactly. The plane that went down up south of the interstate, east of town, that was one instance. The truck that had the accident and had chemicals in 55-gallon drums, Brandon was Johnny on the spot for that. The wildfires that occur in the spring that we all dread when that information, or when we see those big smoke plumes coming up over the horizon. No, Brandon stays awfully busy, and those types of situations require a great deal of coordination, and the way that that gets accomplished to the best effect is when you have this interaction and the way that he can communicate and have these relationships with those people that he needs to be in communication with. So it's really important that we have him at the top of his game, and this conference is another way that we can help accomplish that.
I know you did reconvene as the Board of Equalization yesterday. Was there anything else on the agenda from the regular session that you needed to mention?
Well, I think one of the things that we have occasionally, and that is Lieutenant Dan Newton comes to us with grant requests, and the Nebraska Office of Highway Safety has these mini grants to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. This particular one is a drive sober or get pulled over during August 16th, September 4th timeframe. Those mini grants are this money that's available.
Right.
And what it does is it allows them, the Sheriff's Office, to schedule more hours for deputies to be out patrolling. And the overtime money gets paid by these grants. So it helps those fellows out and ladies. But it also provides an extra level of security and safety for all of us in the county from the standpoint of enforcing the laws and making sure that those sorts of infractions are held to a minimum.
That'll be covering Labor Day weekend, so
yes.
They do that by design.
Yeah, 4th of July, Nebraska Land Days, those sorts of things. It's in everybody's best interest.
Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Again, they will reconvene as the Board of Equalization today, pretty soon here, and then again tomorrow probably, and hopefully not Thursday.
As soon as I leave here, we'll be going over to start the day's tasks on the protests that we will be reviewing. We will have a full day today and a full day tomorrow, and if everything goes well, we'll get everything finished up tomorrow. But if not, we have Thursday scheduled as well.
How quickly do folks find out that the results of their protest?
I think that information has to go out within a matter of a day or two.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what the time frame is, but the assessor's office and the county clerk's office, they are working overtime to make sure that they get back in touch with folks just as soon as possible.
So if you did have one, you should find out probably sometime later on this week, if not early next week.
Yes.
Very good. Jerry, thank you so much for stopping by. Thanks for your hard work on the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Enjoy the day, all right?
I will, and you as well.